This is Nikki Bruno with the Epic Comeback Podcast, where total warrior women who have been through absolute caca give you advice on how to get to the other side of yours. And today we have an absolute rock star with us. Her name is Ashley Bernardi. Ashley, I am blessed to have you here today. Welcome.
Oh, thank you, Nikki. I am blessed to be here. Thank you for having me on.
You bet. It is my pleasure. Absolutely. So Ashley, let's get right into it. Would you please, in a few sentences, let us know who you are and where you're from and what keeps you busy during the day? I'm assuming you're busy.
I'm a little busy. I've got 3 young girls at home, ages 3, 6, and 9. So they keep me busy. But also, I am a business owner and entrepreneur. I own a PR firm that specializes in working with book authors. And we love getting media placements for folks, getting them on anywhere from the Today Show, Good Morning America, CBS This Morning. And I love what I do. I'm so blessed to be in a position where I have the flexibility to do what I love and be home with my kids as well.
That is so fantastic. I love it. So let's get right into this. Ashley, as you know, this is a podcast by and for women who've been through some really tough stuff. So would you please give us a summary of what you went through and what was the worst part about being there?
Woo. Okay. So this is actually one of the first times I've opened up about what I have been through, but I think it is important because what you're doing is so amazing, is telling these stories to help women heal. I suffered from a horrific illness. Back in 2014, I became suddenly sick with flu-like symptoms. No one could figure it out. Months and months went on. I had 2 young kids at home. It was like I woke up and had the flu every single day. I was losing my sense of self. But then I became pregnant with my 3rd daughter, and for whatever reasons, the symptoms went away, and I felt like I was getting better, and it was amazing. And my doctor said, well, if it's an undiagnosed autoimmune disease, then, you know, a lot of times that pregnancy can suppress those symptoms. And I was just praying it went away. The day I delivered my 3rd baby, every single symptom came back. It was like my body knew I wasn't pregnant anymore. And it was like I had the flu all over again. And when I mean, not just flu, but I had encephalitis in my brain. I was in the hospital multiple times, taken by ambulance. I could not care for my children. All that pregnancy weight was lost immediately, but I got down, I'm 5'7". I got down to 110 pounds. I wasn't functioning. I was so chronically ill, and no one could tell me what was wrong. And, I wanted to give up. I mean, I wanted to die. That's truly, I wanted to die. And there are so many people going through chronic illnesses, especially undiagnosed illnesses, who I know feel that same, the same way. So, months and months and months went on. And what I realized was that this illness is more than a physical thing. It was a mind, body, spirit thing. And I slowly walked my way back to myself by, finding the right doctor and getting the treatment after months and months and months of wanting to give up, finally seeing probably the 30th doctor who was like, you have Lyme disease. I'm going to treat you with a PICC line and you're going to get better. But I knew I wasn't going to get better just from an antibiotic being inserted into me. I knew I had to transform myself from the inside out. And so that's what I started doing by surrounding myself with a bunch of healers, taking up yoga, slowing down my life, and completely transforming my lifestyle. And I can say now, so, you know, this went on in 2015, 2016, it's 2019 now. I am vibrant, healthy. I am well. And I am here to say that for anyone going through a chronic illness, don't give up. Do not give up. Keep going. Whatever you're going through is temporary. It's a valley, and you can overcome, and you will overcome.
Wow. And wow. Like my emotions, like my heart is like pounding through the story that you just told. That's amazing. Amazing, Ashley. Holy moly.
Thank you. It was a lot, but here I am.
That's a lot. And as a mom and as a business owner, like that's just so, that is absolute caca. That totally qualifies.
It was such caca, especially going through probably 30 different doctors to tell me that you misdiagnosed me. And then finally that last one that my husband dragged me to was the one who saved me.
Incredible. Incredible. And this leads us right into the next question, which is, here at the Epic Comeback Podcast, we know that it takes an absolute warrior to get to the other side of something like what you went through, Ashley. So what is it like for you? What's the best thing about being on that other side? You kind of spoke to this about being so happy and vibrant, but best thing.
Oh my God, that question like gives me tears because here's what it is. I got a second chance of life. I am a completely transformed person and I see the sunshine on even the cloudiest days. Like, yes, I have bad days. I'm a human being, but I am alive. I thought I was dying. I was dying. So the best thing is being alive and knowing that I have this second chance and using every single moment to make sure it counts.
Beautiful. Being alive is a gift after through a time when you just don't know if you're going to get out of it.
Yep. Amazing. Breath, yeah. Breathing, all of it. Yes.
Yes. Yeah. Seeing like a drop of dew on a flower. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. So Ashley, who are some other brave women like you who've come through some real caca? Cause we all know them. And who would be really great to be on this podcast?
So I have two amazing women that come to mind because they helped me through my healing journey and their stories are also caca, but they're amazing. So one is my spiritual mentor. Her name is Leanne Taylor. She's author of the book, The Fragile Face of God. Her story is unbelievable in that she has 5 children, 3 of which have fragile X syndrome, which is the toughest form of autism. They're not nonverbal, can't communicate. And she raised these children for 12 years in a house where, with a marriage that was failing and, eventually got divorced and came out of it and realized like that she was able to communicate with her sons in a spiritual way, even if she couldn't do it verbally here on earth. So she is one that I would absolutely recommend. And the next one is my dear friend. And, she is, it's called foot and face zoning. Her name is Amber Bodily. Her son was diagnosed in her womb with brain tumors and the doctors wanted her to abort her son. And she said, absolutely, I'm not going to do it. I'm going to heal him naturally. And through diet, and I mean, purely diet and herbs, he is now she has 3 young boys now, thriving family. And she has helped me with my own diet. She's also known as a medical intuitive too. So she can really get into your body and say, what's going on here? And here's the good foods that you need to be eating to help your body physically heal. So those are 2 women that I would recommend as amazing guests.
Awesome. Awesome. All right. Leanne and Amber, come on board. Yay.
Come on.
Come on in. All right. The nugget, the big nugget here, we're going to drop the bomb. Ashley, what is one piece of advice that you would give women who are going through the caca right now on how to get to the other side?
I have so many. So let me just try to narrow it down. The first is tell yourself this is temporary. This is temporary. Everything in life is temporary. Even those moments when you're feeling great, when you're not feeling great, and I spent years not feeling great. What I started to tell myself and what people around me said, this is temporary. This is a bad day. Tomorrow is going to be better. So just by telling myself that, it helped. But something else that helped is I would put coping skills up on my refrigerator and quotes everywhere around my house to just manifest my healing. So if I was feeling horrible, dizzy, couldn't walk, if I had to go to the fridge and get water, I had on my fridge a list of everything that I loved about life. I love ballet. I love classical music, lighting candles. I love listening to this musical artist. I love playing, you know, doing a puzzle with my child. I had like 10 things right there that if I was in a bad moment, a tough moment, feeling bad, that I knew I could turn to just from looking at that sheet. So I realized that started working. So I started putting things up everywhere. And like, even in my office right now, I have positive quotes. You wouldn't be able to dream if you didn't have the capacity to achieve it. Jack Canfield. So I have these upstairs in my office, in my kitchen, and they're still there today just to keep me inspired and refreshed and motivated, but also remember how far I've come. And then the last piece of advice that I would give is when you're going through something that's really, really awful. And for me, it was Lyme disease. Many people look for support groups. What I learned was that it was hard to be in a group where there were other people who were in the valley with me. Nobody was getting better. Everyone was just not complaining, but they only were just dealing with their symptoms. There was no hope and inspiration in that group that I was in. What I found worked instead was, I want to find people who have overcome Lyme disease and overcome a chronic illness. And I want to talk to those people and I want to find out what they did to heal. And by talking to those people, that renewed my energy in my life to seek healing. And I'm not saying support groups with a bunch of other people going through something is a bad thing, but I think if you want to look forward to actual healing, you got to talk to the people who have done it and know that it's possible for you to do too.
I love your advice. And what I love about it is, number one, it's so specific, really, really specific advice, not just like you can get through it, be strong.
Yeah, no.
The other thing that I love about your advice is that so many people and folks, legitimately so, on this podcast and other episodes are talking about getting support. And you're talking about getting support. But what I love is the subtlety of find the right place to get support, find a place that to get support that actually helps you feel supported and moving forward. That's huge. Love it.
Yes. And like the important part of that is find the support of those who have gone through it, but they've come out on the other side. Find those warriors that have already healed themselves. Like the people that you're interviewing on your show, those are the warriors. Those are the people that you want to be talking to.
Ashley, you totally just took the mic and you were like speaking my language. You were
so awesome.
Speaking my language. I love it. That's what this podcast is. This podcast is here to tell all of our listeners what you just said, which is basically, in essence, there is another side and you will get there. There's another side and you will get there. And when you believe that there's another side, you will get there.
You will get there. And so it is. It's done. And know that you will be there.
Yes, that's beautiful. So finally, on a lighter note, Ashley, since we are all about being epic, if you could have any superpower, what would it be?
I love this question and I thought about it. So I would clone myself because I, now that I'm better, I want to do all the things in life, right? Like I want to do everything, but I have a business to run. I've got kids to raise, but then I'm like, oh, I want to travel. And oh, I want to go get my yoga certification. And I want to go and do my garden today. But like, there's just not enough time in the day. And so, you know, that's a whole time management thing, but I'm like, well, if I could clone myself, I could do all those things. So that's what my superpower would be.
Freaking cool. How many Ashleys would you make?
I think I'd have to make 10. Okay. That would be a lot of energy, I realize. And but I need to make 10 for all the things that I want to do now that I have a second chance of life.
Awesome. And on that note, Ashley, thank you so much for being a guest today. Where can we find you online?
Awesome. So I'm on Instagram, Booker Bernardi. Follow me. It's stories of my kids and my work. And you can also find me on my website, Nardi Media, NARDIMedia.com.
Awesome. Awesome. Thanks again, Ashley. This is Nikki Bruno with Ashley Bernardi with the Epic Comeback Podcast. If you're looking for more ideas on how to stage an epic comeback in your life after a life-shattering experience, please go to theepiccomebackpodcast.com.